Boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, we welcome you all back to this exclusive Just Air Crew podcast dealing with the recent incident of Emirates Airline EK521. Now, the purpose of this podcast is not to investigate, debate, nor assume the circumstances surrounding the incident that took place at 12:45 in the afternoon local time in Dubai International Airport. Let's leave this part to the concerned authorities and investigators who are experts within that field and will release the findings in due time. Now, it is amazing what I've heard and read in the last 24 hours from members of the public, ex-crew members, colleagues in the industry, on theories on how much better they know or what should have happened during those critical moments and what could have led to that incident. So therefore, the purpose of this podcast is not to discuss any of those points, but purely to salute and thank the crew members, both the flight crew and the cabin crew, on their heroic, selfless action that saved 282 lives in less than a minute. And let's remember of a crippled and a burning Boeing 777-300 with a registration of Echo Mike Whiskey that was inbound on its inbound leg to Dubai from Trivandrum. I would like to reinforce the point that in any accident or incident in the aviation industry, it is vital and foremost for all of us to respect the privacy of those involved and to the extended family members as well. And as it is actually one of the hardest points in their lives, escaping a serious aviation incident and to be alive to connect and embrace their family members once again. Let's remember this was only possible yesterday thanks to the team effort of the 18 crew members and the emergency and rescue services of the Dubai International Airport. Now, I was part of the emergency and critical incident stress and management team with Emirates for about 3 years, and I could not be more certain and proud of how they will be handling this incident. Emirates has been releasing statements and updates on their site in a very smooth and consistent manner, actually. By 13:05, that is actually 20 minutes from the incident, Emirates had a statement stating the following, quote, Emirates can confirm that an incident happened at Dubai International Airport on the 3rd of August 2016 at about 12:45 p.m. local time. Further information will be shared when it becomes available. Unquote. Now, there's no doubt that continued to be the case. Emirates continued providing information and statement through its website and social media platforms. 13:30, another statement, 13:35, 14:23, 15:05. By 15:36, we saw Emirates release a press statement of all nationalities of those on board. 17:35, 20:00, 21:45, and it continued on. Let's not forget, during that time, there was a video statement by His Highness Sheikh Ahmed bin Saeed Al Maktoum, Emirates Chairman and Chief Executive, on the incident. This clearly demonstrates that this method of communication is for the protection of passengers, privacy of the crew, and once again clearly demonstrate the professionalism and priority of the airline, its crew, and passengers. In addition, let's not forget setting and activating dedicated family telephone lines across three continents, being the UK, the US, and the United Arab Emirates, also demonstrate and reinforces the readiness of this global carrier. I strongly request of all those who wish to comment and express their negative views on the matter to stop for a minute and just think and appreciate the positive outcome of a very, very serious incident, and take a minute to applaud those crew members and emergency services team that sadly saw the passing of a young firefighter while in line of duty saving other people's lives. Lots of posts I have also read about the culture of the airline. This heroic effort clearly shows that multiculturalism and team effort goes hand in hand between the crew, who come from different walks of life, different cultures, different religions, different nationalities, different colors, but all spoke the same language of passion to aviation and saving lives. Now, that is something for everyone to appreciate in a very multicultural carrier. This is also evidence of the ability and capability of Emirates Airline and its training department to deliver one particular drill that is absorbed by all cultures and nationalities. Everyone on that day performed equally, and we can all see it from the result. For those who are not in the aviation industry, you will realize how important these humans are and what they go basically to work for every day. And that is simply getting you safely from point A to B. I think it's very important to recognize that point next time you travel on board any aircraft, any carrier worldwide. Now, from myself, the JAC team, and all our members, we salute the heroic crew of EK521, the airline for its handling of the incident, the SCP team that deliver these drills day in and day out to perfect evacuations. Congratulations to you all. You have saved lots of lives, and you make us all proud and redefine and reinforce your versatility, capability, and skills as crew members. Anyone listening to this and they have family members who are in the airline industry, who are flight deck, cabin crew, please pass on this podcast, share it, let's applaud them, let's reassure them that we are behind them and support them, and they have done a great, amazing job. So thank you all, and safe flying.